After the fall of the German Empire and the defeat by the Anglo-French military, German Cameroon was divided into two, in fact, into three. The large chunk was under France, and then the other smaller chunks were subdivided between Northern British Cameroons and Southern British Cameroons. And on the 11th of February 1961, a plebiscite was organized by the United Nations to determine the future of these territories. The people of British Southern Cameroons and the people of British Northern Cameroons. And they had two questions. Do you want to attain independence by integrating into the Federation of Nigeria or by reuniting with the Independent Republic of Cameroon? The people of British Northern Cameroons, then part of Northern Nigeria, opted to integrate into the Nigerian Federation, and it was known as the Saduna Province, while the people of British Southern Cameroons, currently known as the Northwest and Southwest Region, opted to reunite with the Independent Republic of Cameroon as the Federal Republic of Cameroon.
Under what banner is this day being commemorated? I'm asking this question because of the present separatist movement, or where we now have Ambazonia versus La Republic du Cameroun. Under what banner is this day being commemorated?
The banner under which this day is celebrated is kind of controversial because, well, history is something one can't change. The reality is what I have told you, that the former British Cameroons or British Southern Cameroons opted to reunify with the Republic of Cameroon in 1961 as a federal republic. The problem now is there are some individuals in Anglophone Cameroon or the Northwest and Southwest who are claiming that the reunification, there wasn't any treaty between British Southern Cameroons and the Republic of Cameroon, that that treaty would have been signed by both Parliament and deposited at the Secretariat of the UN. But such an argument is a kind of disinformation campaign led by some aggrieved Anglophones or erstwhile Southern Cameroonians.
How does the Cameroon government see the commemoration of this day versus the people in Southern Cameroon?
I think the perception of the government of Cameroon is that it is an attempt to tinker or to challenge the hard-fought unity of both states. However, I think because after reunification, that day was celebrated in 1962, is part of the history of this country, which can't be refused. But the problem now is with the rise of a weaponized secessionist movement, I think the government perceives it as a danger because most of those supporting the Independence Day kind of attack those who are not for.